Alrighty.
Okie dokie. All right, 18. I'm rushing the time like I'm in a hurry. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this beautiful Tuesday. It's the 9th day in March 2021, and it's The Gap on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. And we're looking at crime rates and insecurity.
Then and now.
Then and now. Comparing and contrasting. Is it higher now? Like, I think that's rhetorical. Is it better now? I don't think so. But, you know, we want to find out what you guys think. Well, no, let me ask you, TJ. Growing up in the, do you call that the East or the Southwest?
Port Harcourt.
Port Harcourt is the East now. I mean East. I mean, where we go Kola?
How we go Bendam?
Which part of the Southwest now? East.
Southeast. Anyway.
All right. So let's talk about the security then. Back then, Did you grow up? Charles, what is where?
It's the South.
Hey,
I knew it. Yeah,
you know, we don't used to pass this place.
I was testing.
What are you testing? tester. But back then, growing up, were there any stories, or you know, did your parents, you know, have this thing of, you know, they're really scared of for their lives or the security of their family because of the way things were?
Well, Port Harcourt is a scary place.
Normally,
yes, that's a normal thing, because I mean, you know, when especially during this NSAS protesting, and then people were saying, Lagos have the baddest, my dear. You can't try that in Port Harcourt. It's a different ball game altogether. Honestly,
all right.
We've had our own. Let's leave. Like, if you want to leave the security officials, the police officers, and everything, we have our own security. Our own boys.
I know a little about PH boys.
It's always been. We've always been in that fear.
Like, okay, so is it inclining, declining? Plateau.
I would say it's inclining, because when they suspect that something is about to go down, you now literally start seeing videos of them prepping for these things.
When I say prepping, kalashi,
they're showing their dish, all those things, live, ready for it.
Okay.
So I say it's getting worse.
Okay. All right. So you can send in your messages. You can call us as well. The number to call is 01-280-2885 or 0700-123-885-885, or send us a WhatsApp message to 0915-410-2885.
Alrighty. We have some messages here. Larry from Oshodi says, growing up, this Oshodi area was more like a war zone. Thieves, cultists, and more were all rampant here, and jungle justice was the order of the day. Now, things are a little quieter when it comes to petty crime, but the level of national and state level crime have reached heights that I never thought possible.
I'm going to Oshodi. Oh my goodness.
Was that bad though?
Oshodi from 5 p.m. Forget it, man.
Wow, that's like closing time.
Don't even. Before that time, things are happening already. They're already obtaining, pickpocketing, but from 5, it gets, oh my
worse.
God.
Hello?
Who's there?
Hello? Hi, good evening.
Hello. Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Sunny,
where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right, go ahead. Get in the conversation.
All right, so Sunny, what do you think about the crime rate and insecurity? Is it better now? Back in the day, was it much better? Which one? What do you think?
Man, I think back in the day, it was a bit less.
Mm.
It was a bit less. But nowadays, I think it's what you could call an organized crime. You understand?
Okay.
In the past, it was louder, no, you know, you can see what you're trying to do, you understand? You say, okay, I know that guy, I know that, you understand how it goes. But nowadays, they are more organized, they are more tactical, like, they go into these bad things as if they are going to war, they strategize better nowadays.
So,
it's even harder now, it's harder for even police to pinpoint somebody that is doing what not, you understand?
Okay.
So I think It's worse nowadays. It's very worse.
All right. Thank you for your perspective. Thank you. That's scary though.
Very scary. I mean,
scary.
Saying that it's worse and it's more organized, that's crazy. You know, I've always used to say that when you watch like these foreign movies and you see how they organize their crime, they get prepared and everything, and then it's not exactly that. So I'm saying that we are getting
But actually, it's always been like that. It's just that we've never told the stories as well as the Hollywood guys. There was Anini, there were some guys that were almost, in quote, legendary. iconic armed robbers back in the day.
How do I not know these stories?
It was crazy back then. So, but yeah, right now it's still crazy, possibly a bit worse. But as he said, a bit more organized. And then they have the backings now of, you know... you know, some figures that we will not mention, you know, it's crazy. But so we'll be fine.
We're probably giving a Nollywood person like an idea right now to write a movie about this.
I could write it.
Westy could write it.
Pay me. All right, be a part of the conversation. Keep your call.
Lagos with Westy Baba and TJ.
Is anybody?
Hello? Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Westy Baba and,
TJ.
You would have not. I was waiting. It's fine. Continue.
It's fine. What's your name?
All right. My name is Kenneth.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in my car, but I would have been calling from Shobolu.
Okay. Okay. Fantastic. All right. So tell us, in your opinion, the crime rate and insecurity then and now, comparison.
Yes, so I think the answer to this question will be quite relative for different people, and it will depend on the where you stayed or where you grew up, and it will also depend on how that place is. So I grew up in Bayelsa State and River State.
Okay,
I am from both states. My mom is from Bayelsa State. And my dad is from River State, so I have seen violence.
I know. My mom's from Bayelsa State too.
I had a near-death experience, and that automatically made me an introvert. I hate going out. I am scared of going out.
Wow.
You know. So that place is what they will classify, in police terms, they'll classify it as a flashpoint. Those are flashpoints.
Okay, so but for the comparison's sake, take us back a while and now, as in compare. Is it better?
Is it better
worse?
Now? Yeah.
I would say nothing has improved as far as Port Harcourt and Bayelsa is concerned. I think it's probably worse. I think it's worse, really. And for now, because of social media and all the media that we have, we are able to hear more of it. So it's difficult to say, then and now, which is worse. But the only thing I know is now we are privy to information. We can know if somebody is killed somewhere. We'll hear the news spread all around. So all that makes it look like it's worse now.
Oh, okay. Man, so there's more information dissemination. I feel your pain, bro. I feel your pain and your trauma. Thank you so much for sharing with us. God bless you.
All right.
Take care. Oh man, that's heavy.
Right.
One experience and he doesn't go out that much
at
anymore.
All. Like how insecurity can just kill someone's dream.
All right. It's time to wrap it up on the gap. But we'll take one more message on this topic, crime rate and insecurity then and now. Who's this?
All right, Kemi from Yaba says, right now, Nigeria is more like one step away from becoming a full blown terrorist ridden, insecure country. Just take a look at what has been happening for the last couple of years. I doubt it was ever like this in those days compared to how they are now.
Yeah. All right. So yes, as you know, the caller that just called us said, maybe now because there's, you know, social media
that we can now see these,
you know,
things.
But crime has always been there. Insecurity has always been there, but I just think it's more in our faces now because, you know, once you wake up in the morning, your phone is right there.
The blogs are carried the news.
You don't have to wait for the news on TV before you get all the news. So, yeah, maybe that. But at the same time, yes, it has. I think insecurity has increased a little bit. And we hope the government, you know, will be able to implement, and the citizens as well. Look, we have to take care of ourselves. You know, security starts with us. All right. All right, we have to wrap it up on The Gap. The Touchdown. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
The Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show continues, though, with your super duo, the West Side, the Best Side.
And TJ the Creator.
Yes, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, now DJ Consequence, Maestro, Tiwa Savage.
Do like this.
Oh, yeah, now.
New day, new vibe.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
We the best. 88.5 UFM.